I was rather blessed by this evildoer thing. There's so much in this evildoer, but there's doing evil and there's an evildoer. An evildoer is a lost person. God doesn't call his children evildoers. He calls the lost people evildoers, although we can do evil. Look what he says in Psalm 37:1. Do not fret because of evildoers, nor be envious of the workers of iniquity, for they shall be soon cut down like grass and wither as the green herb. But you trust in God. So an evildoer is someone who doesn't trust in God, but just does it their own way. Isn't that interesting? Psalm 37. So we know what a murderer is, someone who hates folks, doesn't love them. Not a thief is someone who doesn't take care of others and instead just lavishes it on themselves. We know what an evildoer is, somebody who doesn't trust in God, does it their way and goes their way and does it. But how about a busybody? What did you think of that word busybody being there in 1 Peter chapter, was it 5, was it where we were in? Chapter 4. What do you think of that word busybody? You know, that word busybody actually is used in three places in your Bible. And in this particular instance here in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 15, it's the Greek word allotrioepiskopos. You know what it means? It's taken from two words. Allotrios, which means others, and episkopos, which means bishop or overseer. So a busybody is someone who tries to oversee somebody else. Isn't that incredible? A busybody is someone who tries to, well, I know the answer for you, and you're a busybody is someone who tries to oversee you. Isn't that something? Now, God has given the right of every person to be responsible in their area of jurisdiction. But a busybody is someone who tries to oversee your affairs. Isn't that incredible? But it's also mentioned in 2 Thessalonians 3:11 and 1 Timothy 5:3. And you know what it literally means there, where it says a busybody? To meddle the curious arts. The curious arts. That is to say, to make an art about being curious about everything about you and you and you and you and you. I mean, it's down to fine art. My ability to just get into your stuff and figure you out and what you should do and when you should do it and how you should do it and why you should do it and when you should stop it. I've got the reason for this. That is a busybody. You are overseeing others. And you know, when I saw it that way, I thought he equates such people with murderers, with thieves and evildoers. Do you know why? Because busybodies get in the way of God. Yeah. Witchcraft, demonic. Yeah. A busybody is someone who gets in the way of the Holy Ghost. And, you know, it's no mistake in the two passages from 2 Thessalonians 3:11 and 1 Timothy 5:3 where it is mentioned. It's talking to women. About, hey, mind your own business here. You're making an art out of getting everyone's stuff. Now I want to ask you here and now. Can there be any question? Can there be any question about these being the four evil sins of the New Testament? Or he wouldn't have put it. He says, if you want to suffer as an unbeliever, you become a murderer, a thief, an evildoer, or a busybody. You want to suffer as a Christian? Hey, if you want to suffer for walking in love, because love does what's right and what's best, it's harmless, that's an option. You'll get blessed, you go through it. But if you want to suffer as a busybody, there was an end to each one of these. If you suffer as an unbeliever, you'll suffer to shame, and that's where it'll be. If you suffer as a Christian, you'll be glorified and exalted. Isn't that incredible? That's what 1 Peter 4:15 says, and 16 and 5:6. The truth of the matter is this, that if you're a busybody, you will suffer. You'll be eaten up by gossip. And Red, what the biggest problem with busybodies is? They know stuff they shouldn't know.